The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Put another $2 million on the books yesterday. Quite a few boats in the Dillingham Harbor waiting to go fish knack-knack Quijack, still wondering what's to come. It's July 14th, I'm Molly Dishner with the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Tonight, a little reaction from some of you.
I'm hoping there's still a little bit of a push of fish coming and we can do the best we can do and top everything we've done before is the goal. We don't need sleep.
But how long will you stick it out as those calendar days tick by? Plus, Fish and Game's Travis Ellison updates.
Port Mueller seems to indicate we'll have fish through the weekend and then maybe see it start tapering off next week. Whether or not we actually reach 2 million each day, can't really tell that, but it does look like there's several days of good fishing ahead of us.
First, a run through the numbers. 32 million sockeye back to Bristol Bay so far this summer. Yesterday, another 2 million harvest on the books, bumping the total catch up to 23 million. Escapement for the rivers counting on Wednesday, 613,000, season total 8.3 million. Breaking down Wednesday's catch and escapement by district. Ugashik, 375,000 fish caught Wednesday, season total 3.8 million. 130,000 fish counted, total 777,000. Igigik's Wednesday catch was 303,000, season total 5.8 million. Escapement 32,000, 1.4 million total. Knack-knack Quijack, 1 million on the books yesterday, season total 7 million. The Quijack River count 269,000, season total 3 million. The Knack-knack River count 100,000, season total 1.1 million. Nooshigak, Wednesday's catch 325,000, season total 6.4 million. At the Nooshigak sonar, 643 kings counted, season total almost 120,000. 16,000 reds there, season total 613,000. Wood River Tower, 44,000 reds counted, season total 1 million. Igushik, 18,000 reds counted, season total 199,000. Togiak, 41,000 caught Wednesday, season total 283,000. 4,800 counted at the Togiak Lake Tower, season total 28,000. Now to the boat counts as of Thursday afternoon. Ugashik, 294 permits on 226 boats. No changes on the horizon. Igigik, 290 permits on 231 boats. Knack-knack Quijack, 749 permits on 599 boats, going up to 787 permits, 629 boats, after the 48-hour wait. Nooshigak, 300 permits on 233 boats. No change. Togiak, 43 permits on 43 boats. That's the Bristol Bay run summary. In Area M, 124,000 salmon harvested Wednesday, including 118,000 reds. Season total there, nearly 7 million salmon caught, including 3.8 million reds, 2.7 million pinks. Around the bay, some folks are done for the season and others are waiting for bigger days, or at least for this string of 2 million fish days to continue. We know this year is a tad late again. How long will the sockeye run go, and how long can everyone stick around to fish it? Drifter Justin Plyer says he's banking on a nice long tail in the noosh.
You know, last year, about this time, we were already wide open as of July 9, and that would be nice. It definitely would help. Seemed like there was one part of the time that it felt like it was almost peaky, but it was kind of weird. It never really felt like it hit that hard, but there was definitely some really good days. I'll be here until August. I'll be here for Banks Silvers. We're doing almost twice as good as we were last year at this point. And last year was one of my best seasons on record. I'm hoping there's still a little bit of a push of fish coming. Top of everything we've done before is the plan, so we don't need sleep.
A lot of you have been moving, mostly to Knack-knack Quijack. That put some boats in the harbor in Dillingham to bide their time and resupply. For others, the time has come to call it a season. Tuesday, lower combine set netter Sammy Steen pulled his gear despite the steady fishing.
If we had a price right now, we would probably stay and fish and grind it out until the end of the season. But without a price, it makes it kind of difficult for us who do have other interests and things happening. Last season, we stayed and fished and extended our plane tickets actually an extra 10 days to fish the late run last season. And I'm going back to Indonesia soon. My business partner, Mikey, who I actually fish with here, we both set net on the same boat. We have a backpack company where we manufacture all of our products in Bali, Indonesia. So our business is kind of starting to take off, and it's interesting trying to find the balance between those two things right now, because fishing definitely used to be the priority.
Steen says he's been running his own boat for 14 years. Getting more difficult, though, to prioritize fishing. Other set netters offered their own reasons to stop fishing this week. Captains that left for Italy, weddings to attend in Anchorage, jobs in other states, and wives waiting back home. But Ecuc set netter Darlene Wygon has no plans to stop fishing anytime soon.
Today it's nice. We got a few fish, yeah. And the weather is good, but I'd rather it be a little bit more cloudy so the fish don't dry. Hopefully we'll stay here till the peak and beyond. They say if more fish are coming, I hope that's true. Yeah, we'll probably fish till the end, until our cannery closes anyways. Yeah.
Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
Naknek Quijack put away 1 million fish yesterday, season total 7 million, total run 11.3 out of a preseason forecast of 23.1. Nearly 800 permit holders banking on the second half of the run to show. Area Management Biologist Travis Ellison will call the shots and joined earlier today.
Port Muller seems to indicate we'll have fish through the weekend and then maybe see it start tapering off next week. Whether or not we actually reach 2 million each day, can't really tell that, but it does look like there's several days of good fishing ahead of us.
And we're seeing more boats in Naknek, Quijack. Is that number still pretty normal for this time of year? Does it change how you manage it all?
Yeah, that's something I factor into managing for the allocation throughout the season. Usually the drift allocation's way behind till we get into the end here as boats start to transfer up this direction. So it's pretty normal to see this. We're looking at 629 boats 2 days from now. Still probably lower than I've had in the last couple years, but getting to be a good number. We seem to be starting to actually slow the Quijack and the Lagnac down. With the double openers each day in the Quijack section, I think the drifters will probably catch up and come pretty close to their actual allocation.
How are your allocations doing?
Oh, we're pretty good here. We're at 10% Quijack set, 8.5% Naknek set, and 81% drift. And the drifters have been gaining about a percentage each day. I think they'll continue, especially with the more boats that we see transferring in here. So I think we're getting real close because of that.
That makes sense. And then looking at the Quijack, do you think that's going to come in as big as forecast? Or do you have a sense yet of what's going to happen there?
Showing potential that it could. I'd still be surprised if it came in over, but it might get close to forecast. Just really depends if this thing continues on through the weekend. We continue getting 1 million fish a day catch and a few hundred thousand a day escapement, then we'll come in pretty close. But we have seen the escapement really slow down over the last day there. Kind of peaked on 2 days ago, 650,000. So hard to say at this point yet, but we're getting closer. A lot closer than when we thought we'd be 2 weeks ago.
Sounds good. How are your midpoints of your escapements looking?
Yeah, I put an announcement yesterday that once we reach the 1.4 million in Naknek and 4 million in the Quijack, then we could waive the transfer. Right now, as of 2 o'clock this afternoon on the 14th, we had about 1.2 million in the Naknek. And about 3.1 million in the Kwijak. It's going to be really close as to whether or not we actually reach those escapement numbers to waive the transfer or July 17th at 9 a.m. Not sure what's going to happen first, but it's kind of come close.
Thank you so much, Travis.
Thanks, Molly. Have a good one.
Integrated Marine Systems, a supporter of KDLG, will be in Naknek July 19th until the 22nd to support existing systems, conduct onboard surveys, and answer questions about RSW systems. More information at imspacific.com or 800-999-0765.
For Pete, on the fishing vessel Arctic Knight, fishing out of Naknek, our only letter from the mailbag tonight. Pete, your family writes, wishing good fishing all the way from Nova Scotia, Canada. Your family back home sends love. If you have a message for the fleet or other tips, story ideas, song requests, drop us a line. Fish@kdlg.org, Dave@kdlg.org, Molly@kdlg.org, or call us at the station. 842-5281. In other fish news, never mind marketing to the Brits. Spanish salmon consumption is on the rise. According to the European Supermarket magazine, Spaniards purchased 15,000 tons more of salmon in 2015 than they did in 2012. And salmon has become more popular there than the more classic cod. Kuskokwim Bay fishermen might have a market after all. The Alaska Dispatch News reports that Washington-based Northwest Seafood Exchange is visiting Quinnahock on Monday to see about buying salmon there. Several issues would first need to be resolved with getting enough equipment to make it all work. If it happens, fishermen would be expected to ice and bleed their catch. A crew in Quinnahock would gut it and ship it out fresh. It was big news when there was no cost recovery fishing in Bristol Bay for salmon this summer, but the state recently put out a bid for crab cost recovery fishing here. It's trying to make money off the Red King crab fishery and the Golden King crab fishery in the Aleutians to fund things like the Observer Program and fishery research. For Bristol Bay Red King crab, the department says it wants to make a total of $1.3 million. In sports news, some streaming deals recently announced. Twitter has an agreement to live stream Pac-12 sports, and Fox has a deal to stream National Hockey League for 5 years. The network already has a similar deal for MLB games. Dallas Cowboys recently named to the top of the most valuable sports teams of 2016 list. It's a bit of a switch. Normally, the top slot is taken by European soccer teams. Before we go, the marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay. Southeast wind 20 knots, seas at 4 feet tonight. And tomorrow, southeast wind 25 knots, diminishing to 15 in the afternoon. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, there's a small craft advisory in effect. Tonight, east wind 25 knots, seas at 6 feet and some patchy fog. Tomorrow, southeast wind 25 knots, seas at 5 feet, patchy fog. Catch our replays at 10 and 2. Find our shows archived online. And please, it's our pledge drive week. Go online and help us out if you can. I'm Molly Dishner, with help from the rest of our team. Keep in touch. We'll see you back here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report tomorrow.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.